Hello and welcome to The Double Pivot, the world's most agreeable soccer analytics podcast. I am Michael Cayley, and this is going to be a particularly agreeable little episode of The Double Pivot, because it's really just a promo, and Mike Goodman is not here. He is in Florida. I recently returned from Florida, and we are going to be back this week, bringing us all back to speed with the Premier League and all of the happenings here. We've got some Arsenal takes, obviously, as well. But the other thing happening is that it is, of course, January. There is a January transfer window, and so we have been hitting up some player profiles, in particular players who are in the transfer market recently moved, as well as just players who interest us. And so what I want to do here is give you a little bit of a preview of the kind of stuff that is going up on the Patreon feed. So you can go to patreon.com/doublepivot to subscribe. Several of these are at the Moussa Dembele level. We do have the Enzo Fernandez episode, which is on the subscriber level. And we talked about how Enzo is a player that has impressed us quite a bit, but we are still unsure exactly which Enzo it is and the problems with paying a possibly not tax-incentivized fee to sign a player where you gotta know which one it is that you're signing.
He's playing for Roger Schmidt right now at Benfica, right? Like, and Scaloni's Argentina, both of these teams are very highly tactically stylized teams, but dramatically different styles. And the fact that Enzo is crucial in both of them speaks well of him and his abilities, but it also makes it harder to evaluate exactly what he might be at, say, Chelsea. You know, is he a guy that is so great that he can come in and play any one of two or three roles in midfield and just excel? Is he a guy that, as long as you understand which of the roles you want him to play, that he will excel at in the Premier League and put him there, will excel? Or is he a guy that will not ever be able to specialize at a high enough level at any particular role to justify the price tag if he moves to the Premier League?
And we also looked at Liverpool's new signing, Cody Gakpo, who is a player that both of us have a lot of questions about and who really seems like an unusual signing for Liverpool, given their history of signing players that we just had so few questions about. And now you got this guy, there's set pieces, there's air in his XG, there's the Eredivisie translation, there's like, what's his position? It is complicated, and we had a lot of questions. What is not their MO under FSG is signing a player. It's not that Gakpo looks to me like definitely a bad player. It's just that he has all of this air in his numbers. And what Liverpool have done, what Liverpool did, especially in signing their forwards, was identify players with the lowest amount of air in their numbers. You look at what Salah was doing at Roma. You look at what Mane was doing at Southampton. You look at what Firmino was doing at Hoffenheim. And in all of these cases, what you have is all that was there was production. Just pure production. They're going to come in. They're going to produce at that level. And Gakpo's just really the opposite of that.
I mean, Jota was that as well. I mean, the exactly. Forwards that they found were guys whose goals and assists were lower than their expected goals, and to a certain extent their expected assists would suggest they quote-unquote should have been. And that's just, like, analytics 101. Like, the very basics.
We also talked about Mikhailo Mudryk, who is rumored to be moving to Arsenal, possibly, although other teams are reportedly in the mix, and there is a high fee involved. And this is a guy who is super cool. I really don't want to undersell how cool he is, and we talked about that, too. But we do have questions about whether this really cool player can, like, play football good right now. It is worth noting that those technical abilities that he has, those are tools.
those are tools. Once you get to 20 years old, you're not going to be adding much to that in the same way that you're certainly not going to be getting, like, you know, there's a level of faster you can maybe get. There's a normal progression of how much stronger you can get, but those tools are pretty baked in at this age. And the same is more or less true of technical abilities. Mudrik is a very athletic player who has incredible technical skills. There are huge tools here that you can imagine building a really good player out of. But if you want to find a guy who's good right now, I think the first thing that I would look for, especially with his technical abilities, is that he should just be able to beat defenders. Once you can beat a defender, you've got a little bit of space, you've got more room to work, you can do cool stuff. And what's showing up right now is that maybe he's not good at picking his spots to beat defenders, but whatever it is, when he faced off at the highest level, he wasn't able to do the thing that would tell me this guy was, like, had something right now.
Yeah, and I think it's just worth pointing out that, like, all of the cool stuff you watch him do in the Ukrainian League is very different than what doing that in the Ukrainian League when he was 18 2 years ago would be. And, like, obviously there's a war on. But, like, that's only part of it. Like, what has happened to Ukrainian soccer as a result of the war is, as you would imagine, a major talent drain. And that's because...
And finally, we talked about a player that we like quite a bit, that we've always liked quite a bit, although this is the first time he's actually been, like, good in the Premier League. That's Miguel Almiron of Newcastle. And there's certainly quite a bit of air in his finishing right now, but nonetheless, it's a useful player. And so, where did this come from? What do we expect from him going forward?
People who were Miguel Almiron fans from his time in MLS would say, not the 9-goal version that you've got right now, but the 5-goal version that you got right now is what they expected him to be. They didn't expect him to go to the Premier League and be a star, but, like, a guy who could put together, you know, an 8-goal, 3-assist season in mostly, but not exclusively, starter minutes for a Premier, well, no. I was going to say for a lower half Premier League team, which that's not what Newcastle is anymore. We could, that's a somewhat separate issue. But, I mean, I think that that version of Almiron is what they expected. And so the fact that he struggled, look, sometimes transfers don't work. Sometimes you know, step up and, you know, transfers are hard and talent progression is not linear and it can be very difficult to figure these things out. So sometimes you miss and sometimes players who you think are good enough aren't. And it sort of seemed like that was the case with Miggy. And then you get to this year, and, like, I have a lot of questions about the mechanics of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, Eddie Howe and Miguel Almiron is a marriage that works. I mean, I think you saw that last year when he came in as well. But whether that means that Eddie Howe came in and saw Almiron as a specific type of player that is more correct than what his predecessor saw, or whether he was able to improve Almiron in some sort of concrete way to make his game better, to, like, have him do different things, is, like, we don't really know the answer to that. I am of the opinion that you look at Eddie Howe's career and you look at what he's done with some of the other players on this Newcastle roster, and then he basically came in and saw a bunch of guys, Almiron included, who were being misused, and said, okay, I am going to use them in the way that gets them the most out of their talent.
So yeah, full episodes of all of those are available, again, at patreon.com/doublepivot, where you can subscribe and listen. That will also get you access to the subscriber Discord, where we've been covering the games, where we've been talking about transfers, where we have channels to talk about Learned League and nerd gaming, and all of the fun stuff that our listeners do love so much. We love you all, and thank you for listening. We'll be back later this week with some Premier League roundup and getting into the big stories, and, you know, these subscriber episodes are going to keep coming as the transfer window keeps rolling. Cheers, y'all.